News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, has instructed the enterprise team responsible for the privatization of the Norman Manley International Airport, NMIA, to conduct a thorough assessment and review of the recent bidding process. The report will indicate the possible reasons for the lack of bids and recommendations regarding the way forward.
There's no urgent imperative which would propel us to privatize the asset at this time. However, our policy remains to pursue the privatization of the airport in keeping with the objective of introducing private sector management and expertise, as well as cash, to improve operational efficiencies, to mobilize additional private sector investment in airport infrastructure, and to increase the service quality standards in line with international best practices.
Dr. Davies, who was speaking in the House of Representatives last Tuesday, said he expects to have a copy of the report by the end of January. At the close of the recent bidding process in mid-December, no offers had been received. Dr. Davies says queries and expressions of interest have been received from companies regarding their possible participation in a resumed bidding process. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has announced several strategies to address the increased consumer demand for poultry on the local market. Portfolio Minister Derek Kelly says this comes in the wake of a shortage of chicken meat since the Christmas holiday season.
Jamaica Broilers has agreed to place an additional 50,000 chickens per week into production starting this week, which will come into market in another 6 weeks. The ministry is also consulted with Caribbean Broilers with a view of increasing production to meet a similar target. And the ministry will also grant import licenses for 4 containers a week for 5 weeks for leg quarters. We will also monitor demand continually to ensure production levels match demand going forward.
In the meantime, Jamaica Broilers has opened a new hatchery in Cumberland, Portmore in St. Catherine to meet the increased demand for chicken. The company has invested an initial $14 million to establish the facility with a further commitment of $12 million annually. Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly says the local poultry industry saw a 17% increase in production in 2015.
The launch of this hatchery, ladies and gentlemen, could not have come at a better time. Given the recent increased demand for more chicken meat, which spiked during the recent holiday period and led to a temporary glitch in terms of supplying the demands of the public.
Jamaica Broilers will spend some $700 million in establishing more poultry houses and has asked its contract farmers to expand their operations to meet the increased demand. And Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Rees says the changes being made to customs legislation as part of efforts to modernize the sector will reap major cost savings for clients going forward. Major Rees says changes to the legislation will, among other things, enable customers to manage how they repay import duties for heavy-duty equipment.
If an individual were to import a gantry crane or a tugboat, the GCT on that could be in the region of $96 or $108 million. The new legislation will provide for the commissioner to determine an appropriate means of security. So instead of having to go to a bank to put up a bond, a lien could be placed on the equipment, which will be far cheaper for the importer and more efficient.
The Jamaica Customs Agency is also moving to implement bonded haulage contractors, which will significantly reduce the cost of transporting heavy-duty commercial equipment for customers. Major Rees was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuli James Oyes.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.